As I mentioned last night, this little extra time to learn a little extra Torah during Sfira is a really great opportunity for us to be focused on what Sfira Sofer is about. You know, we tend to get caught up in the Sfira is about not going to Smachos and not getting haircuts and not, you know, things like that. But really the ikar of this time and what it originally was and what it should still be is a time of us for us to grow day by day and see lessons that we can learn. And of course, the parshios are laden with messages towards Sfira. I don't know if I mentioned last night, but we see it coming up in these next few weeks. Next week, we're going to have Acharei Mos Kedoshim, and we're going to be talking, Haftareach HaKamocha, right there in the middle of Sfira, and then after that, Emor, and the mitzvah Sfira itself. These parshios are very much related to Sfira. And of course, the whole Tzaras Mitzora process of finding out what's wrong, what we can work on growing. So I wanted to take a look at a Mishnah in Maseches Negayim. The Mishnah is in Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. It says, Kol HaNegayim Adam Ro'eh Chutz Minegei Atzmo. It's talking about who's allowed to diagnose a particular affliction. Maybe it's Tzaras, maybe it's not. Of course, the Pasuk says explicitly, V'ro'a Kohen. You have to bring it to the Kohen. V'huva el Kohen. You're supposed to bring anything that might be Tzaras to the Kohen, have it checked out. You don't bring it to your local doctor, you bring it to the Kohen. They're the one who's going to tell you if it's Tzaras or not. There's a whole procedure that takes place. But it says that a person's allowed to diagnose any nega chutz minigei atzmo. But a Kohen can't do a self-diagnosis. He can't check out, oh, yeah, that doesn't really look like Tzaras to me on his own arm. That's not acceptable. And then Rabbi Meir adds, Rabbi Meir Omer, af lo nigei krovav. Also, you're not allowed to check out the negayim of a relative of yours. The Midrash in Midrash Rabbah, this week's Parsha, also actually speaks about, well, what about when Miriam had Tzaras and who's able to purify her? Because Aaron can't purify her because he can't declare her pure because he's a Kohen himself. And the Midrash discusses that. It really takes it to the next level. But what I want to point out is that the lashon here is interesting. It says, "Kol hanegaim adam roeh." All negaim a person sees. First of all, it shouldn't say adam. It should say, "Is any adam allowed to diagnose an affliction?" It should say kohen. It should say, "Kol negaim kohen roeh." Also, it's a little bit strange to say it like this. It says, "It's all negaim a man sees." It really should say, "A kohen is able to diagnose or is able to see." But over here, it's Kol HaNegayim Adam Ro'eh. And what I think it must be, that it can't be, it's glaring at you, this astonishing lashon, it's very striking, that it's not just talking about simple case of Tzaras. Yes, of course, Pashup Shat, that's what's going on in the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is written, the Tanayim wrote in a way that you're supposed to be taking more out of it. Because it doesn't just say Kohen, it's talking about Adam. Kol HaNegayim Adam Ro'eh. All afflictions, negayim, and many of the mafarshim explain negayim. It's right. The Kliyakar points it out that the nega that we're talking about, it says at the end of Parshas Tezria, Hatzerua Sherbo Nega, the tzerua who has the nega. Well, he says obviously the tzerua, the person with tzaras, has the nega. That's what makes him a tzerua. He says no. It's the tzerua, the person who has tzaras, has a nega. He has some sort of spiritual affliction. He says some spiritual blemish that caused him to do something that resulted in him getting tzaras. So when it says Kol HaNegayim Adam Ro'eh, it may be saying also that a man sees all negayim. You can a person can see anything that's wrong. Not just negayim. It says Kol HaNegayim. Every single nega, tzaras, not tzaras, anything that's wrong that anybody a person sees. Chutz min negei atzmo. You know what a person is really bad at? Person is really, really bad at diagnosing their own sins, right? Diagnosing what they have wrong. It's very, very quick to see what somebody else, and like, oh, look at the way he does this, or he does that. Look how short his Shmoneh Esrei is. And of course, the guys, look how long, who does he think he is? That's such a long Shmoneh Esrei. You can look at what's wrong with every single other person except himself. Sometimes you actually have the opposite problem. And someone really could also use self-esteem boost, and they have this magnified negative version of themselves. And it's really hard to diagnose yourself. You can't see your own negayim. You can't see negei atzmo. It's very hard to see. Kol HaNegayim Adam Ro'eh. A person could see every neg on the world, but they don't have a good perception of their own self. And Reb Meir adds, Af lo nigei krovav, right? My kid would never do that, right? Or everything's wrong with my kid. I wish my kid was like your kid, right? That people have, Reb Meir even adds, even for your relative, it's hard. Sometimes you, even if your relative says something, you might need a second or third opinion to really get a proper perspective. And I think what we could take out of this, obviously, is that as we are in this time of Sfira and we're trying to look at things to grow by, and I said as last night, day by day and also week by week, and we take Sfira a week at a time and think of what we can work on. So we have to do our best to be honest with ourselves, but also reach out beyond us, you know, reach out to people that we trust, people that will tell us like it is, will give it to me straight, doc, and really let us know what we can work on, what areas we can grow in, because that's really what we're trying to accomplish during this time. So we should be zochem, yirtzeh Hashem, to be able to figure out what our negayim are. There should be hopefully a few, and be able to overcome them and achieve the tahara that is achieved by the mitzora at the end of the parasha.